Cypress don't know, do you?
Some people call it cottage cheese or...
Oh, you mean the product from the mill?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you can make cottage cheese. That's clabbered cream, you might say, or milk.
Oh, okay.
Not cream.
Well, it has a certain amount of cream in it to be cottage.
Have a little.
Back when people used to do their own churning, they had to pour the milk through a cloth before they churned to do what? What were they doing?
Strange.
And let's see. What about a bite of food that you might, or a little bit of food you might take between meals, like we're having here? You say this is just a little what?
Snack.
A little snack between meals.
Right, it's a mighty good one too. What kind of cake is this? Chocolate.
It's devil's food.
Devil's food with this sauce icing on it is.
Oh, it's just.
Well, that's mighty good.
That's just her brand.
Mm. Yeah, that's my brand.
Now, she's a good cook. Be glad you have supper with us. Mm. Eat with us.
Thank you. I've already got an appointment in Coleman to eat, but you must be a mighty wonderful cook.
Maybe I'm good luck with that one.
Oh, now. That's just trying to act like it was an accident.
No, it's no accident.
If you were, if you'd been out in the yard working and you were thirsty, you might ask for a drink of what?
Well, the first thing I'd ask for would be water.
Okay. And if it wasn't, if somebody didn't give it to you in a cup, they'd give it to you in a what?
Well, we used to say dipper, okay. Dipper or water.
Dipper's that one style of that.
Well, that's, yeah, like we were saying a minute ago, it just seemed like it was cooler and better out of the dipper. Food, when you've got some food left over from one meal and you put it in the stove and heat it up and you serve it a second time, you say you're having what?
Left over.
I don't know what that paper says,
Leftovers or warmed overs? Did you grow, do you grow your own vegetables?
Yes.
We grow them to a large extent. We have collards and turnips, yeah, when you get out the garden. Turnip greens.
You wear, do you grow any potatoes or tomatoes or anything?
Tomatoes.
We grow tomatoes and a few mashed potatoes most of the time.
Potatoes are so much trouble to fix the tractor. You see, I've got a two-row tractor.
Mm-hmm.
If I fix the plant mashed potatoes, I've got to have different equipment.
Yeah.
To plant them, make fur and cover and so on. And to plow up, I've got to have plow.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's so much trouble, the more than we use, I'd rather buy.
Yeah, I can see that.
We actually tell the truth, most of our potatoes are prepared to cook and we buy them.
Mm-hmm.
They're already for French fries,
Now they can freeze foods.
That's right.
Most stuff is good as
They're good, and besides, the more than we use, we could buy a 10-pound bag of potatoes, and maybe half of them would be to throw out before we use all of them.
Yeah,
but them others, you keep them in your freezer.
You can use half of them and put them back.
That's right.
That's what my wife likes about having a freezer. We can use. Well, we buy, we go down to the slaughterhouse and buy half a cow. And the beef is a little bit cheaper that way, you know.
Yeah.